I reckon he'd be a good patient tent builder, Adam Pengilly. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Mido, I can barely change a light bulb. How am I going to put up a decent tent or anything like that? I am hopeless at doing that sort of stuff.
Have you ever squabbled over a price on Airtasker?
No, I listened to that story from Grub. That's very amusing, Grub.
He's filthy, though, and I find it funny, too, that you didn't know that other people...
No idea.
I had no idea other people could see your conversations. I thought you're just negotiating exclusively with someone on the side, then go back to the other person, but they can all see it.
Well, that's what I thought, but no, it's like a group text. Everyone's having a chip. No wonder I couldn't do it. In the end, I was just that embarrassed. I pulled it out. I pulled the pin. Get me out of there. Cancel account.
What name did you go under? What name did you put on?
Laurie Daly.
All right, we've got the grand final rematch tonight. The Panthers up against the Bronx. Certainly some big names out, but Joshy was saying earlier, the loss of Payne Haas actually is bigger for the Broncos than the loss of Fisher Harris for the Panthers. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I tend to agree with that, Mido. I was sort of looking at the game, and all week I've been wanting to tip Penrith, but gee, I think this price about Brisbane was big at about $3.80, getting close to $4. And then the Payne Haas news came through yesterday morning, and it's just probably solidified what I'm thinking about that game. I've got to go with Penrith. I heard Kevin Walters speak last night about Payne's injury. He's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. That's a fairly significant blow for the Broncos. He'll obviously undergo surgery early next week. It's probably an injury he's been battling for a while to try and get on top of with his knee. I think even last year he might have been having a few issues with his knee, wasn't he, from memory? That's going to hurt Brisbane in the first, I suppose, 5 or 6 weeks of the comp. But it's probably better to get it sorted now, and hopefully he's right for the origin period and the business end of the season. I think Penrith, they haven't been anywhere near their best, clearly, in the first couple of weeks of the year, but I think they might just have a little bit too much for the Broncos tonight. I think Moses Leota is going to be so crucial for them in the middle of the park, and to see how they cope when he goes off the field with the likes of Lindsay Smith and Liam Henry and Matt Eisenhuth carrying the burden through the middle. Penrith to win tonight, but not overly confident. There might be a bit of juicing in Brisbane with a 10.5 start.
I see Latrell met with Andrew Abdo yesterday. What came out of that meeting?
Yeah, he met with him last night, Loz. So obviously, as we knew, there's going to be no official sanction for Latrell for his interview that he conducted on Triple M last week and dropping all those profanities. I think, to the NRL's credit, Andrew Abdo wanted to speak to him probably a little bit more about his comments surrounding the judiciary and Spencer Lenu's case before he actually had his hearing heard. We know that Latrell went to social media and said that Spencer Lenu should get a very hefty suspension. To me, that's just a no-no. Like, if you're a registered player with the game, you can provide all the support you like to Ezra Mann or anyone involved in a situation like that, but you can't be lobbying for a player to get suspended for a certain amount of games. So all the messages coming out of that meeting last night was a strong and forthright meeting. Hopefully they're on the same page now. We can all sort of move on from this issue that's been involving Latrell for the last week or two.
And can I ask then, what happens if someone else does it this year?
Good question, Loz. I don't know. Let's just hope the line's in the sand for all players, so they know where the marker sits. But look, what
because
did you,
you
make
understand, someone will be if someone says something and they get fined or sanctioned heavily, they're going to be disappointed.
Of course, and naturally you would be. Let's just hope it doesn't get to that situation. I just thought that, you know, jumping on social media and petitioning or lobbying for someone to get to cop a huge ban from a rival club was not the right thing to do, obviously. So let's hope the message has got through and we won't have a situation like that to encounter for the rest of the year.
Adam, plenty of chat around Zach Lomax. Ben Hunt has come out and said he doesn't want to be at the Dragons. Where do you think he's going to land, mate, if he does leave the Saints? And do you think it'll happen?
Yeah, good question, Josh. If I'm the Dragons right now, there is no way I'm releasing Zach Lomax. A, because they don't have another player probably in their system that can play to the level that he has. B, he's been playing great football in the first couple of weeks of the year. And C, you don't want to give up a leg up to your rivals. The issue for the Dragons is that he's on big, big money. That's the issue. Is he playing up to his price tag? Well, that's obviously debatable, but I think they've got to stand firm here and show a real solid stance. They did it with Ben Hunt last year. Shane Flanagan's been able to, I suppose, navigate those choppy waters and smooth that issue over with Ben Hunt. And I think they should probably do the same with Zach Lomax, at least in the short to medium term. Now, whether Zach Lomax is at the club beyond this year, I still think it's debatable, but they need to get a full season out of him, surely, because they're trying to turn that club around. So Parramatta clearly have expressed some sort of interest to the club and have tried to do it the right way by going through the front door with the Dragons. The Dragons said, no, you can't negotiate with him. He's still a contracted player to us. I still think it's very much a watch this space in the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks, what happens. But if I'm the Dragons, I'm digging my heels in and saying, no, you're contracted to this club. We want you here. You're a big part of it. Keep playing the best football you can.
Now, I was going to ask you about this Fields on Saturday. As far as, well, I'm looking at the Galaxy field now. How good a field is this? And yeah, considering the William Reeds on the same day as well, I can't remember a Galaxy field this good, basically, not in recent times.
It's almost the race I'm most excited for, Middle at Rose Hill on Saturday. You just have so many different form lines merging. I love the handicap nature of the race, obviously. You've got horses down there on 52.5 and 50 kilos that can make it really interesting. So I know most of the focus will be on the Slipper and the George Ryder and some of the big group ones, but I think this Galaxy is going to be a fascinating betting race. So, yeah, it's a mouth-watering day of racing, isn't it, Middle? Oh, just looking at the fields so that came out yesterday. We just want this track to dry out a little bit. If we can start on the soft five, that would be an absolutely ideal result. And I don't think we got as much rain yesterday as what people were forecasting. So that's a good sign. So, yeah, we'll get the track conditions out there at Rosehill tomorrow and get stuck in the form tonight for a big and massive day of racing on Saturday.
We might have seen the end of Gold Trip.
Yeah, unfortunately, Middo, Kieran Maher has announced his stable that Gold Trip has suffered a tendon injury. I don't think it's on the serious side of a tendon injury, but tendon injuries are problematic nonetheless. So he'll be out for the rest of the Autumn Carnival. I'm not sure what his racing future is going to hold. He's been such a great horse for the Australian Bloodstock Connections. I'm sure we'll get some sort of announcement in the next month or two about his racing future, but I think it's probably fair to say it's doubtful we'll see him on a racetrack again.
Thank you, mate.
Hey, boys. We'll chat tomorrow.